Welcome to episode 7 of Queer Trek, a Tricorder Transmissions LGBTQ plus community podcast. My name is Marty and I am your host for this evening. Unfortunately, Heather had some scheduling conflicts. She will not be able to attend this episode, but we will steam along without her and you will hear her voice back in your ear holes very soon. For those who are new to the show, Queer Trek is an LGBTQ community empowered Star Trek podcast, where the topics come from you and your suggestions. Each show, our hosts will be joined by guests from the LGBTQ plus community who will share their stories while discussing the subjects they choose within the scope of Star Trek's 52-year history, ranging from personal stories, episode examinations, characters, and themes in Star Trek, all from a queer perspective. If you would like to submit a topic idea, or if you would like to be a guest on Queer Trek, you can reach us by email at queertrek@thetricordertransmission.com, on Twitter at queertrekpod, or you can use the submission form at queertrek.thetricordertransmissions.com. This is your podcast, and we need you to make this happen. We also do have a Patreon page for those who would like to financially support the show and the network. You can find that over at patreon.com/thetricordertransmissions. We recently switched to a tiered patron program, and there are lots of different goodies available for each level of the patron program, so make sure you head on over to patreon.com/tricornertransmissions and check that out. Today, we will be doing a quick STLV Night of Diversity update, and to do that, we have a special guest with us, William Conlon of Reading Trek. Welcome back to Tricorder Transmissions, William. How you doing?
Put down that phaser and pick up a paperback. It feels like the old times.
Doesn't it, though?
So yeah, I've missed it. It was so much fun, and I love what you're doing with it. It's a great podcast, Marty. Congratulations.
Christian is a good co-host, but it's no substitute for Will. Hope we can have you back on that show very soon as well.
Yeah, I think we had talked a while back about doing a crossover with Shashank and getting some Planet of the Apes Star Trek comic book action going.
That's going to happen. That's definitely going to happen.
Nice.
But we brought you here because you were the brainchild behind Night of Diversity, which was a huge success last year at STLV. For those who didn't get to attend, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody about last year's Night of Diversity?
Well, it was a great honor to be the driving force putting it together. We wanted to create an event that would be inclusive for everyone, a true safe space at STLV, and we wanted to have something that was going to be right there at the Rio. It was very important that we had something that was accessible to everyone, mm-hmm. Completely free, and also a good opportunity to support charities. So we put together this event in a relatively short period of time. I think we had less than 2 months leading up to the event to get it going. It turned out to be a massive success. We had a Kiss Monster mini golf was the location for it right there in the Rio. So it's over on the Masquerade side. And it was completely free admission. They had a full bar set up outside. It was 21 and over only because of that. But we had a huge raffle. We had some amazing prizes. We had Eagle Moss and fan sets and all the great Star Trek supporting groups, contributed incredible stuff. I think there ended up being over 50 individual prizes, which I think meant that a big portion of people attending got to take something home with them. It just was a really wonderful event. We had some special guests. Anthony Rapp and Wilson Cruz attend. And we had just a really great time. People danced, people had fun, and it was exactly what we wanted it to be, a safe space.
Yeah, and the response, like, the morning after was just incredible.
It really was. It was tremendous. And I think it was maybe 5 hours after the event concluded, people started asking us if we were going to do it again. So the pressure's been on, but we're excited to announce some official information now.
All right. Well, lead us right into it. What do we have in store for Night of Diversity 2 coming the Saturday night of SCOV, I believe?
Actually, it's going to be on the Friday night. We did not want to compete with the Brent Spiner jazz standards for gold patrons and for ticket holders. That was our only complaint from last year, was that we were opposite the orchestra performance. Unfortunately, on that short notice, that was the only night we had available to make it happen. So this year, we're lucky that we're not going to be competing with anything major from the convention. We're very excited about that. We will be once again at Kiss Monster Mini Golf in their party room, which is a fantastic venue.
It was a fun little place, yeah.
Yeah, and it spills right out into the bar area, so there's plenty of room for everyone. If it gets too crowded in that room, you can go out to the bar area, and it's going to be really tremendous. We've got DJ Eric Erickson back again this year. He's going to be spinning once again. He did a fantastic job. Our MC Tyler is going to be back, and we're hoping to have some special guests on the same caliber as last year.
Yeah, that should be really exciting. Do you have any prizes lined up that you're allowed to discuss with us at this time?
We do. We're very excited to say that we're going to keep our tradition of last year's grand prize. Our grand prize this year will be a TOS command tunic signed by Mr. William Shatner.
That's awesome.
And then we're actually going to have a second grand prize. Our poster art this year is going to be by artist Laz Marquez. And Laz is doing the signed original artwork that he is creating is going to be our secondary grand prize, and he'll be there to present it.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we're very excited about that. We're going to have a massive amount of smaller prizes. We're going to have a lot of autographs. We've got, I can't say who, but we've already got some Discovery people who have committed to, even if they can't be there, they will be sending some autographed photos to the event for us to raffle off. And the important thing is, every single penny that we raise is going right to charity. We're not taking any salaries. We're not taking any profits. This is a 100% charity event. And our charity is the CRIB in Chicago, which is a Chicago LGBTQ shelter, youth shelter. Last year, we were able to donate over $1,200 to them, which actually kept them open for one whole night. And, you know, in Chicago has some pretty brutal nights. So it was able to fill the beds and take these kids off the streets for an entire night. And that was really special for us.
Now, last year, if I remember correctly, we sold out of raffle tickets.
Yes.
Are we gonna have an extra roll on hand in case we sell out again?
I never in my wildest dreams thought we would get 500 tickets sold. So this year we've got 2,500 on hand.
Nice.
So I am challenging everybody listening who's going to attend to make a sellout of that again. Let's do 2,500 this time and see what happens.
It sounds incredible. I can't wait.
Yeah, we're really excited for it. And the Tricorder Transmissions, of course, has been our primary supporter from the start. We did almost all of our advertising through the network, and I think vast majority of people who came were people who are followers of the network, so that was really a wonderful thing. And we're looking forward to having a lot of people come and have a great time and enjoy themselves at this year's.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like it's going to be an amazing time. I wish I had more questions prompt for you, but I think this is just going to be a real quick like mini-sode. Do you have anything else that you want to announce for Night of Diversity 2?
I wish I could. We're going to have some surprises along the way. We're going to set up an event page on Facebook. We're going to launch that as soon as this goes to air. And if you follow on there, if you say that you're going to attend, you will get updates on that as we lock things in and we start announcing additional raffle prizes. But we've got some really cool stuff coming up.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm going to speak for Heather here and say that we will definitely have you back a little closer to SCOV. Maybe give us another update and we can talk about some of the other queer events that are going to be happening around SCOV.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some amazing stuff. And it's really special for me to see this, because this is my fourth time at the convention. And my first time there, I just went on my own, and I didn't really know that there was any kind of LGBTQ presence there. I was very much kind of on my own and just feeling it out. And that second year, I started to, you know, make friends and learn more about it. And it was really something to see what a wonderful community mm-hmm. it is at STLV. It's just really tremendous, and it follows the ideals of Star Trek. So that's why we're so happy to be putting this event on and have so many others coming up.
Yeah, we can't wait. I mean, STLV has almost turned into like a fan event paradise. It's mm-hmm. I've enjoyed some of the fan events more than I have the official creation events myself. So
feeling is mutual. I'm some of the time I can't wait to get over to Masquerade Bar or, you know, just go out and grab dinner in one of the many restaurants and run into friends and fans and the actors too. I mean, it was so funny this last convention, I was having dinner at the Chinese restaurant over by the buffet, and the table next to us was, Gary Lockwood, Felix Sela, and Sean Kenny. And, you know, we just like leaned over and we're chatting with them for a couple of minutes. And then you run into people in the hallways. It's just, it's really a fan inclusive event.
Good. We can't wait. Can't wait for Night of Diversity 2. Those grand prizes both sound incredible. And we're very excited that you are back heading it up because you did such a great job last year.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Marty, and I'm looking forward to it. And again, go on the unofficial Star Trek Las Vegas Facebook page and the Tricorders page, and you'll see the event info on there. We're going to set up a group page for it, and if you click attend, you'll get all the updates.
Wonderful. Well, I think that's all we had planned for this mini-sode of Queer Trek. So for thank you, Will, for giving us that little update on Night of Diversity. But never fear, Queer Trek will be back very soon. We are planning another Space Booze Roundtable talking about all the events that happened in Season 2 of Star Trek Discovery. So look for that next on Queer Trek. That should be coming up May-ish, I believe. So that's something to look forward to. We know how much you guys love that first roundtable, so we're excited to do it again.
You mean stuff happened in Season 2 of Discovery?
Oh, so much happened in Season 2 of Discovery. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but if you haven't, go watch it immediately.
I think I've seen every episode at least 4 times at this point.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Including the finale, which was like, what, 2 days ago?
Uh-huh. Well, if you have any topic ideas you'd like to submit to Queer Trek, excuse me, be sure to use that submission form at queertrek.thetricordertransmissions.com. Will, if people want to talk to you about Star Trek Discovery, Night of Diversity, STLV, your Planet of the Apes documentary, where can they reach you online?
You can find me on Twitter at William G. Conlin, C-O-N-L-I-N. I am also a member of the unofficial Star Trek Las Vegas Facebook group that Heather so wonderfully manages. It feels like it's just starting to ramp up with, you know, about 100 days to go till STLV. Mm-hmm. So it's great to see all the wonderful faces that I know so well starting to post every day in there. So please hit me up on there if you have any questions about the event and if you want to participate. A lot of our wonderful prizes last year were donated by fans. So if you have anything in your Star Trek collection that you think would make a great raffle item that you'd like to share with us, last year we had all manner of things contributed to the event. Somebody even gave us their Enterprise uniform, which I think we raised $100 off of that alone. So,
wow, that's cool.
Really just a lot of wonderful people getting together to put this event together for charity.
You know, thinking about it, I might have a couple things I can send over.
And, you know, I'm not directly calling you out, Jim Morehouse.
He definitely does have a lot of Star Trek stuff. But you can reach, you can find me online at Time Travel Marty if you'd like to continue discussing Star Trek, Disneyland, or anything other that I talk about on Twitter. Yeah, thank you for listening to this mini-sode of Queer Trek. You can find the show at Queer Trek Pod on Twitter. And we will see you next time. Live, love, and prosper.